Now, Al, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I must admit that those photographs of the moon landing make me suspicious. I mean, the flag in those pictures of Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong is rippling in the wind, and everyone knows that there is no atmosphere on the moon, and no atmosphere means no breeze.
Well, as you can imagine, the folks who came up with the idea of taking an American flag to the moon were aware that unless they rigged something up, the flag would just hang there. So they built a special flagpole expressly for the purpose of making the flag appear to fly.
So our tax dollars went to work reinventing the flagpole?
Actually, it's not a trivial problem. The astronauts would be wearing bulky spacesuits, so they needed a flagpole that was easy to assemble and to plant into the ground. Plus, the pole had to be portable and not use up a lot of precious cargo space. So scientists rigged a telescoping pole with a telescoping horizontal crossbar that was supposed to make the flag look as if it were blowing in the wind. The flag itself was standard issue, although the top was hemmed so that the astronauts would be able to slide it over the crossbar. And the entire assembly weighed less than 10 pounds. Even so, the astronauts reported having some trouble setting the flag up. They weren't able to stick the pole far enough into the ground, and they weren't able to fully extend the horizontal crossbar.
And that explains the rippling effect.
And takes the air out of your conspiracy theory. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Stuart Muffson in astronomy. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.